I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that is Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus films, chimes in when we need him. And we also have, what? What's wrong with that?
No. It just, you paused for a second.
Yeah, well, for effect.
I do a film.
To emphasize a point. David Britt that knows jack shit, he is also here. And Charlie and the Chocolate Fact Checker, he's here as well, checking facts.
Oh, yeah.
At some point. None to check yet, I don't think, except that Mikus films. Correct, Charlie? Yes. Well done, everyone. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. And we painted the Nudio yesterday. Skin, we were just on the tools. It would not shock anyone's
name. I mean, flat out.
When aren't we?
You guys would have been fucking handbrakes for the real painter, I reckon.
Mm. Yeah, well, pretty much what he said, as it turns out.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. He gave us a little job to start off. We had to sandpaper the walls before he painted them.
Mm-hmm. We were calling ourselves the Sandlot Kids.
Yeah. So I did a good 20 minutes of sandpaper and thought I was going fantastically, and then watched him go back over all the walls I just did and touch them up again.
I'm pretty sure he was just giving us a job that he knew was not going to help, so that it looked like we were busy.
Really, like a non-important job. So it doesn't matter if they really fuck this up because I'm just going to fix it anyway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He literally was like, fix it in post. Yeah, that's what he said.
And he said, fix the post as well.
So we were sanders, but then he pretty much punted us, and he came over and we were sort of like sitting there a bit awkwardly, sort of like, I feel like we should be helping if we can. Anything you want us to do, Cody? And he was pretty much just said, not really, like it'll make it take longer.
Yep.
So if you can just rack off, essentially, was like the words that he kind of used. Awkwardly though, I'd actually asked Mikus, well, I hadn't really asked, I'd more just said, hey, we're painting the Nudio tomorrow. Would you like to be involved? Mm.
And I was like, oh, they're asking me, you know, I'm a part of this as well. I should really help out. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I want the Nudio looking good. Mm-hmm. And well, I got there. And as I was parking, I've driven an hour and 20 minutes.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
I've parked my car, and then Lee has just messaged me saying, hey, if you're not far, or essentially, if you're not far from home, maybe just
don't worry,
turn around. Mm.
It's the most fucked thing I've ever heard.
Well, you weren't that far from home.
Yeah, no, I was at the front door of the studio.
I don't think it's that bad of an assumption to think we could have been somewhat helpful.
No. I don't think it's a terrible assumption because it's like you already had two of you there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a professional painter.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you need the third person hanging on?
I just assumed that you would have spoken to the painter before and he was like, you know, get some life.
We've communicated in my life, just not about painting.
Or we had no painter. Mm. Yeah, and you guys would just
that would have been horrific. Yeah,
that would not been good. That would be the worst case scenario.
We'd still be there,
and it wouldn't be painted. Yeah, so that was good. Anyway, so the Nudio's progressing beautifully. Less paint
thanks
in
to
it.
Us.
But, no, your, to but us. Your friendship's not at the moment
with Mikus.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right. So it's that's pretty good.
Honestly, I'm glad we didn't paint. Like I had a better time.
When he got there, he was like, I'm pretty glad I'm not doing this.
Mm.
So we just sort of stood and supervised, and
it cost him $84 in petrol to get up there.
It's fine.
It's a tax write-off.
Actually,
it's actually not.
It's really not.
Keep your receipts.
Just in case if anyone's coming to this podcast for accounting advice, which is probably quite common.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. No. Now, the other piece of housekeeping is last week we got a lot of YouTube comments saying it's funny that they keep referencing coming up to podcast episode 200, but they're on episode 208, but like really confused by it. And we'd just like to inform you if you're not aware of the inside joke there, because jokes are far funnier when you explain them, mm-hmm. as we always say. Mm-hmm. We know that we missed episode 200, but we just didn't do anything for it.
It wasn't even more that so that we missed. Like we added about episode 190. We all had grand ideas. Like, let's do something really good for the 200th. Let's do it.
I think we first mentioned it around episode 170.
Yeah, yeah. We're coming up to it.
We had a good 6 months.
See, we went too early. That was the problem. Yeah.
And it got to episode 199. I'm like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do next week? And nothing had been planned, as per usual.
Mm. So yeah, it sort of slipped by as it does.
You can't rush these things.
But we're committed to doing something.
We're still working on it.
Yeah. We will do something for the 200th episode when we get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you got to realize.
Pay homage to the 200th episode.
Exactly. Yeah. So just sneak it up on us quickly and we will try and get something sorted by the time we get there. That's all I have to say. Made that less confusing.
Shit.
Also, the girl I'm getting to know, Rochelle, has been away this week and she went Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I think I've some sort of record. I've gone 8 from 9 meals purchased.
It's fucking unbelievable. Cook something yourself, you lazy fucker.
It is incredible, but having seen him in the kitchen over the years, it's also not surprising at all.
I don't understand. Like, you're 33 years old.
Well, I cooked an egg this morning.
Poorly.
It's quite hard to fuck up. Even if you do fuck it up, scrambled eggs. Well, yeah, man.
I haven't eaten an egg in about 7 years and I was watching you cook that, like, this is just not right.
Really? Did you not
What
crack
was so
it?
Wrong about
Did
it?
Did you just put the whole egg in the pan?
Oh, we got to take the shell off.
Oh, damn, hard boiled. Oh, there's no water.
It's ended up too dry.
Really?
It looked too
dry. You want a bit of runniness for veganism.
It's weird, honestly, because like he has never eaten an egg, but he's critiquing you how to cook it. Interesting.
It is intriguing, but that's all right. I got through it. But yeah, 8 from 9. Looking forward to her being back, I'll be honest. Mm. So that we can cook together because we do it more as a partnership thing.
Yeah, you do the chopping and then Rochelle does the cooking. Yeah. Nope. That's not.
She's also involved in the chopping.
Why did you have to?
What? Well, that's an essential part of cooking.
Okay, all right, sure.
Now I'm worried about your cooking skin. What do you do?
Just Whole Foods, mate.
Boiled carrot.
Yummy spinach.
Let's move on to joke of the week. Thank you. So many left on the chalk line. That's at wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can leave them there. Skin, I think you've been on the tools checking them out this week.
Yeah, I found a good one. Cody, I think you'll actually like this
who
one.
Who are you insulting this week? Actually,
if you've got blonde hair, you might be a little bit insulted. It's not horrific. It's a nice joke. Yeah. It comes from Eric.
From Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, he actually was he was a DJ, remember?
Oh, like, no.
Eric?
A blonde walks into a library and says, "Can I have a ham and cheese sandwich?" The librarian goes, "Miss, this is a library." The blonde goes, "Can I have a ham and cheese sandwich?"
Very good.
That's good.
Well done, DJ Eric.
DJ Eric, that's fantastic. I like that a lot. I've got the written one and I chose it this week. It's actually come from good friend of the podcast, not actually an official friend of the show, probably should be, Carol. She sent in a lot of Facebook messages with jokes. So I went through and had a great chuckle this morning, but I chose this one, settled on, just for the simplicity of it.
Nice.
Okay. Why do bees stay in their hives during winter?
Why?
Swarm.
Very good. Very good, Carol.
Well done, Carol. Baskins.
It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah, nice. Mm. Joke of the week brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Mm. Nice.
Good
and
crack.
Well cracked. And they do beer, obviously, as you would expect with that name.
Mm-hmm.
But they also do merch.
They try and do it better than other things.
They also do merch.
Very good merch.
Very good merch. And the Chockies do get a discount for that. The code is We Got The Discount, 15% off of any Better Beer merch.
Great Christmas present, I reckon. Some Better Beer merch.
Mm.
That's all I have to say.
Perfect. Well, let's get on to Must or Dust.
Is this Must or Dust?
Nice.
Is this muscle dust? It won't take too long, so don't get it wrong. Is this muscle dust?
One of the original jingles.
That down. One of the originals, yeah. Hasn't been many changes to it over the years.
No, no need.
No need, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good. Mm. It's such an enjoyable listen.
And if you need to do CPR, you've always just got that in the back of your head as well.
What? Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Another one bites the dust. That's the tempo of your compressions.
I thought it was staying alive.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, yeah, probably is the same.
Mm. Really? Is I'm pretty sure they're direct opposites. Another one bites the dust is you've lost him, isn't it? But I'd prefer to be CPR'd to staying alive than biting the dust.
I don't know if you really know.
No, Bon Jovi's dead or alive.
But if you've got someone CPR and you're going, dun, 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 this bloke's bite the dust, that is not what you're after.
Probably not, no.
All right. Muscle dust. It is a segment that we use basically just as a rating system to say whether something is good or bad. Mm-hmm. Good is must, bad is dust. Mm-hmm. How's that for an explanation?
Brilliant.
I've been good the last couple of weeks, I reckon.
Outstanding.
People have been, have been listening on Spotify sometimes, maybe Apple, other places. They're all wonderful people, as we
Orange
know.
As well.
Particularly on Spotify, they've been leaving must or dust topics. You can interact with an answerer, answer a question at the end of an episode. So I've got a few. First one coming from Sam, who says, morning showers.
Must.
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 Absolute must.
I'm a must.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is there a dust?
Wake up in the morning. Well, I think people.
How do you wake up in the morning? Where are you sleeping? Oh, damn it. That's hot.
Like, I reckon tradies could probably get away with it. Like, if they're literally getting up at Sparrow and going straight to the job site.
You don't want to waste time,
do you? Yeah, yeah. I mean, could you imagine you two like trying to get up at like tradies hours to get stuff done?
No.
No, neither could I.
We'd still be awake from the night before.
No, it's 9 o'clock. Well, the job's done. No, we haven't done anything.
No, I'm a must for morning showers. Absolutely. Yes. I can see how it would be like a save water type of situation, maybe.
Yeah.
If you're on like a water
bed. And I think people would argue like if you're only going to shower once a day, it should be to clean yourself before bed rather than like then coming home and sleeping dirty.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
I'm a 3-shower-a-day guy.
Well, you were that 4 last time, so you've cut down.
3? I was washing your feet.
No, he washed his feet in his 3rd shower or 4th shower maybe.
Yeah.
How do you have 3
sometimes
showers?
Sometimes he also washes his feet in the bath without washing it.
No, not in the bath. You're an idiot. Oh, it's sorry. A shower.
It's been some very dumb questions
morning,
asked here.
Morning and then like post work and then pre bed. Because I don't work that late. You know, I don't work that hard.
Yeah. Are you all right with that, Mingus? You're looking
it's
confused.
It's just very strange.
Like 5:45 to 8:30.
So you finished work. So you're home at 2.
Oh, at the latest.
Hell.
I work very efficiently.
How much sweat are you producing between 2 and 8 to justify another shower?
Have you met
what
my
are
kids?
You up to? Yes, I have.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. They also that sweat. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yep. So they shower too.
Good on.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Otis, one more from Otis too. I'll get you 2 of the Chockies ones.
Fantastic
first.
Elevators too, the Otis.
Are they?
Yeah, it's the brand of elevators.
No. Actually, Skid, you remember that guy we borrowed money off?
Mm. Mm.
No, wait, I've screwed that up.
No, but you were talking to me about that guy, like he was telling us about his job working in the elevators. You know, he said it has its ups and downs.
That's different.
I was going for Otis a lot of money, yeah, but delivered the
same
setup.
Bloke.
Same bloke. Clicking the button on your car keys multiple times to lock or open your car when one click would do the job.
Must.
It's a must.
Must.
I think for lock, dust. Yes.
What?
You got to make sure it's locked.
Why would the first click not lock it?
In case it doesn't.
You just never know. I mean, you've heard of the youth crime crisis, Skin. Come on.
How can you be sure that one click's done the job?
You watch the lights go off.
Oh, that is a giveaway.
No wonder you're so slow doing everything, sitting there looking for the lights anyway.
Meanwhile, we're sitting there clicking
it. Yeah, but over on
the,
and over
usually
again.
On the walk. You know what I mean? Like on the burst.
All right, I would say it's probably pretty dust, but I'd do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Agree.
Nice. Who's else got one?
Censored hand taps in public bathrooms.
Dust.
Dust.
They don't work.
No.
You know,
you put your hand under it and the water.
No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
no,
and then you take your hand away and it starts running.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. That's good. Awesome. Now I've just got
and
soap
look,
over here.
And now
I can't
looks like I pissed my fucking pants because it's sprayed all over me.
Normal taps do the same thing.
Yeah, but you've got control. You can just go like that. The censored ones are shit ass, I reckon.
Are they the ones with like the blurry bar that comes across the screen and says censored?
Yeah.
I'm a must. Normally
when you walk into those top ones, they've got like an R in a circle around them as well.
They're the ones you've got to be an adult to use.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
That's good.
No, they suck, I reckon.
They're not my favourite type of tap.
Mm.
Really?
I'm not sure what would be.
No.
There would be turning. Mm-hmm. No, I like the pull up. Lift. You know which ones I like? The lift.
Lift.
Yeah, the pull up ones where you just tap them.
Mm. Yeah.
That's my preferred.
In a public bathroom, I would actually say a censored one is my favorite.
Do they really? Work reliably for you?
How? I think so.
What are you doing?
I've never thought that they haven't.
Right.
I'm going to say they haven't more than they have.
Yeah, I often find them annoying. Yeah.
My issue is with them more so is that they don't stay on for long enough. They sense me. They get my sense, but then I'm there washing and it just
and
goes
it turns
off.
Yeah.
And then I need to re-sense.
It away and it goes again. And just
Good discussion though. Yeah. Very good.
So I'm getting
dust.
Yeah. I don't know. It's more, I think the censorship part is fine. All right. Biggest guy.
All right. So when you're going for a run and you get to a traffic light and you're waiting for the little man to go green, running on the spot.
Wait, what?
You're running around and the traffic light goes.
Oh, this is so good. Just see people do this.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
You've just got to take on the traffic at that point, don't you? Not that I'm promoting.
No.
Poor crossing the road.
If there's cars, you're waiting.
Can I throw one onto that exact adage? Pausing your Strava.
A must.
Thank you. Very
honestly,
good.
But back to the...
But running on the spot's dust because it's not helping your Strava. You're not getting stats. Further. You're not getting meters.
Yeah. Like
you're
break.
You're not improving your pace.
Keeps the heart rate up.
And not only that, it's just a massive ick. Yeah. If I see anyone doing that, I'm like genuinely throw up.
I think we should go for a run together.
Yeah, on the spot.
On the spot. I'll see you guys here.
Now, Biggest, this is one that you'll be interested in as of recently. Giving tongs a few test clicks before using them.
I don't know what you mean.
Mm.
Well, I'm just asking you, must or dust? It's pretty simple. Yeah.
We've been doing it. We play this like every couple of weeks.
Yeah. Must. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't really know. Like, I rarely use tongs, but it's a must.
What do you use?
Well, I don't.
Instead of tong?
A spatula?
A wooden spoon? You can't do the same thing with a wooden spoon. No. Your fingers.
You can't be cooking, cooking steaks and sausages without tongs.
Yeah, well, that would be right if I ate those things, skin.
I can't think of any other thing that you would turn meat patties with than tongs.
Nickus, I always seen you eat some of the most ethically sourced steaks I've ever seen.
They are that ethical.
They are, mate.
Honestly, especially when you ate that meat. When you ate that platter the other day on your camping trip. There was not one green thing.
That bacon and egg McMuffin. Yeah, honestly, you just can't.
The plate was just brown, essentially, with cooked meat.
There was not one piece of greenery on the plate. It's like no salad, no vegetables. It was unbelievable.
He's just completely flipping zero vegetables a day.
Obviously, I'm still vegan, if you're wondering.
Fucking liver king.
Genuine liver king. Just minus the bloody muscle mass.
Wow, skin. All right, mate.
I've been eating those testicles a few times.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Guys, I've been watching a bit of cricket recently, the Cricket World Cup. It's on currently at the moment. Apologies to our American listeners if that's probably not your thing, but I mean, it should be.
It's growing.
Aren't we all?
Josh Daskam's in the country.
What, our country or their country?
Our country.
He's in both countries at times. Anyway.
Probably not at,
not at
never
one time.
At the one time, I wouldn't think.
No, but he's been in the US before and he's been in Australia before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he has beaten him. Anyway, that's good. Yeah. A couple of things from the Cricket World Cup that gave us a laugh last week, I thought, watching. I've got to say, the Glenn Maxwell innings, which was, I think, the first Australian male to score a double hundred ever. We cooked that last week because Belinda Clark
actually. She got 227.
She got 227 in the 1997 Women's World Cup, I believe. So we screwed that up on TikTok, then fixed it for Instagram. So we came out even, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back at zero, which is good. And then it was an unbelievable innings, which obviously that didn't give us a laugh. What did was his full body cramping.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anything funnier to watch than I really want to start an Instagram account just called Cramstagram.
Yeah, nice.
You just watch people cramping.
Because it's right up there with blokes getting hit in the nuts by the cricket ball.
Because when he got that cramp where he's gone leg, back spasm, he literally was silly
looks like a corpse nearly.
On the ground, just flopping around.
I was like, how's he going to get up? He's been electrocuted.
So how good's that innings though? Like, no one's ever going to get a double 100 bat at six again. That's my prediction in the world ever.
Ever again.
In one day cricket.
And he didn't. And you know what else he's also done is that every cricket coach I had when I was younger said, got to move your feet.
Good catching.
He scored 180 runs without moving his feet once. Yeah.
He kept hitting him 95 metres.
How did he actually do that?
Like, well, Skim, what I like to do is...
Can you imagine him trying to do that? Like he could get as much power into the ball as well and hit it 38 metres.
Yeah, that's right. And caught short term man.
Oh, that's massive.
I don't understand where his power was coming from.
Unbelievable. Big forearms. Massive forearms.
Yep.
Good on him.
That was cool. Anyway, the cramping, I find it weird how... Did you ever struggle with like the cramstagram?
Not really. I had one incident. I bowled 30 overs in the semi against uni one day. Peter Forrest got 100.
You said in rather than wither, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And then I basically, trying to hop out of my car, I fell out of the car with both hamstrings cramped. And I'm stuck like lying down on the ground with like two hamstring cramps in between the two guys. Kathleen and her girlfriends were having fucking Chardonnay and like cheese in the back deck. I'm like screaming at her like, help, I'm stuck. Like fucking 20 minutes later, I like finally like subside. And they're like at the back, like, listen to fucking Taylor Swift. And I was like, thanks. Oh, yeah, I'll get it. I'll help myself in then, will I?
I've woken up before with like with cramp in my leg and going like, it's literally been that bad that it's woken me up and I never quite know what to do about it other than drink bulk water and hope that it goes away.
Pickle juice apparently is where it's at.
Yeah, but I don't really sleep with pickle juice next to my bed. That's why I always
that
get
is
it.
So like weird.
It's always middle of the night that it gets me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right, then the other cricket news, we've never seen it timed out before, I don't think. Goaty still hasn't. Can't believe that he has.
I can't believe he's been given out, timed out.
I found it staggering.
Yeah. Have you ever, you've never seen one?
I saw, I was involved in one.
No way.
That wasn't really a timed out. That was a did not enter.
That was a DNS.
What?
Tell that story.
So,
did not show.
So day four of a grand final in second grade, bro, I would have been 16, 17.
Yep.
We were like just behind on first innings and gone back into bat again second innings, and our opening batter was like 25 not out overnight. The game was at the Gold Coast and we all stayed down the Gold Coast that night. He's had a massive one.
It's a second grade.
Ten o'clock kickoff in the morning.
The night before the last day.
Yeah, he's lobbed up at probably half one.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What happens? He's given out.
Yeah, given out to like we had to like tell the other teams like he's timed out, I guess. So, yeah.
You know what I've always wondered? In that situation, do the umpires go back to their team and go, put their finger up in the air, like, yeah, he's out.
Oh, no, Kes previous signal. Oh, no, yours out, actually.
Can we review that? Yeah. No, he's that definitely not here.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay. But this particular one, awesome. Absolutely fucked, in my opinion.
But you can't be timed out for a helmet issue. We literally we take concussions that seriously now, obviously, which is a good thing.
I hate this fucking whole, like, oh, yeah, it's in the rules. Shut up. Oh, this is a game. Like, just fucking play. Get him out properly. Bowl him. Catch him. Yeah. Like, you're both out of the tournament anyway. Just let him fucking back.
That's really
the most fucked thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's worse than man cats. That I reckon on the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I think it's fucked.
I found it staggering.
And
I
also
like we're normally so good, Shakib Ul Hasan too. Like his temperament's usually quite good. Have you seen those videos?
Yeah, where he kicked the stumps
over. Yeah, we had the LBW and he kicked all the stumps out of the ground. I mean, normally he's just such a calm character.
So wonderful character. Leadership qualities 101. He didn't play the next game.
You'd run
either.
Through a brick wall for him, wouldn't you?
He'd run through his own.
Yeah, he'd kick it over.
I was staggered by that. I just don't see how you can have like one thing about concussion and how like every helmet's got a suit, like any head knock, physio runs out, checks on him, replace the helmet. Like you literally can't be both things. You can't be like, oh yeah, we're taking head knocks really seriously. And then a bloke's helmet is malfunctioned and he won't let him replace it without timing him out.
It's the most fucked thing
I've ever seen. I don't understand how that is in the rules. I thought like if you're out on the pitch and something like that's wrong, how?
Well, apparently they got it wrong too. I read a report that said he was out there 1 minute and 50 ready to go.
And this is what I keep saying about like officials in sports and that, like, just because it's in the rules doesn't mean like the umpires could have said not out.
Yeah, and should have.
Yeah, 100% should have said not out.
Yeah, that's true.
Farcical.
Agreed. Also, slightly related to that, my Gab on the weekend.
Like, yeah, pretty much the same level. Yeah.
About that. We both missed out on World Cup semis.
Yeah.
So Bailey Stewart got hit, our teammate Bailey was batting, got hit in the head. Mm-hmm. And like Benny Farrell listens to the Chocks podcast, actually, good man.
Yeah.
But he waved his hand out
to the trainer.
Yeah, we're like looking around like, mate, none of us are physios. We're just playing.
The scorer ran out.
I'm running out with a water bottle, like in a singlet. I'm like, yep, how you going, mate? Bailey's like, yeah, no, I'm fine. He's like, cool. What day of the week is it? Saturday. Cool. Yeah, you're right. You're good. Yeah, I was like,
it's normally a doctor that runs that out and does the test. Well,
yeah, but not at grade cricket level, I would have thought. Unless you've got a doctor in your team.
Redland's Tigers have hired a team doctor on $250,000 a year.
If a doctor worked on a Saturday, he'd be making 10 grand for a day. He's not sitting and watching fucking Redland's versus Norse.
The groundsman ran out. Looks all right, mate. And also, speaking of the groundsman, on the weekend, we had the weirdest delayed start ever to our game. I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
So I've gone out, walked out to do the toss at Norse, and we're about to toss the coin. A ball, so wicket, because it was like raining in the morning, wicket was still being rolled, like probably half an hour before the start of play. Ball from our fielding drill onto the wicket, roller over it.
Oh, yes!
Rolled a massive like cricket ball hole into the wicket. And it was amazing. It was like in slow motion, me and the other captain, Kendall, we were just like watching this roller go.
This is gonna happen.
And then we were like, yep, can't stop that. And we looked at the wicket.
And we'll see, is it tea?
We looked at it and we're like, mate, that's like a crater. Like, literally like an asteroid hit. Nice. It was unbelievable. And we sort of looked at each other like, I'm not really that keen to bat on that.
We had a similar thing up the coast with the roller where I think it had rained the night before while they were rolling. And I think the groundies just like fucked off the rollers. Like, I got to get out of here. Left the roller on the pitch. So like far ahead of the crease, there was basically like a skateboard ramp. And like we were out of semis, I think they were saying like none of us wanted to play. So like Feff and Dylan McLaughlin were like throwing balls like into the creek, like doing like slips catching practice, like the old slips cradle. And it was like deviating like 45 degrees. It was fucking hilarious.
What about your reaction to when we told you Skins game got rained out on the weekend with no rain?
Yeah.
It was 40 degrees.
Mate,
that was the strangest thing.
You guys would have loved it though. You guys probably would have done some extra warm ups at Redlands, I would have thought.
Probably, I don't know. I was over there just checking that wicket that got the crater rolled into it.
Yeah. No, that was insane. Because there was a decent downpour on the Friday night.
Yeah,
and we've somehow we've decided we'll only do the strip covers tonight. This week we don't need to cover the full ball.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that happened. Anyways,
and up their nudity.
So it's absolutely pissed out on the Friday night. And so we rock up the next morning and it's like pretty reasonable conditions, like looking to start on time, and the deck and the pitch and stuff is just mud. Like you can poke your finger into it. I was like, okay, it was very weird. So then we got called off, went and had a beer at the pub, came out at like 1 o'clock, and we're like, it's genuinely stinking hot and clear and sunny.
That's the dream day.
Right, are you happy for me to move us on to Cody? I think what's in your top 10 favorite segments on this podcast,
at least,
and that is lyric substitution. Now, we don't have a jingle for this, and the reason that we don't have a jingle for it is, well, A, the whole thing is jingles, and B, we decided between each other that what should be the jingle is the best lyric substitute skin. Like, we'll know when we hear it, won't we? Like, we'll press a button, we'll hear it, and that's the jingle. That fits.
We have not heard it yet.
It hasn't happened yet. No. And so we continue to trial them to see which ones could do it. It's basically, you will hear songs that you know that could be your favourite songs, but they won't be after you've heard what we've done to them. We're essentially testing our theory. Mikas, I think you and I started it with just saying that we could get skin into every song, basically. It just fits in
the
every
word
song.
Skin.
The word skin. Not the video clip. So we felt like we could definitely put the word skin into every single song in the world. And we'll probably trial most of them.
We'll be doing this podcast for at least another 12 to 15 years.
And we're doing them in English currently, but we're happy to open ourselves up to sort of some of the...
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure we'll get through every English song.
Pretty soon. Then we'll move on to Afrikaans.
It's weird we haven't already.
Yeah.
True. All right. So what do we got here? There's two categories tonight, isn't there, Skin? Is that what you were about to say?
No, I was about to say we've had one sent in by a jockey.
Oh, give us some context here, Skin.
And there is some context. I was sitting there listening to the chalk line today, looking for a joke, the brilliant joke that we ended up finding from Eric, and stumbled across a bloke from the UK who's come home from the pub last night, very pissed, and just spammed our chalk line. He's sitting there. He's obviously watching our podcast on his TV or something. Like you can hear us playing games. No. Yeah. You can hear us playing games in the background, and he's just drunk and rambling on about all sorts of things. And then the last message that he sent us was a lyric substitute skit.
So we're listening to the ramblings.
I think we need to listen to the ramblings first. It's pretty brilliant. And can I also just say he entered them in under anonymous, and then in one of the voice clips drops his name.
Excellent. Perfect. I love this.
That's the best part of
friend of the show.
I chose to cut it out just in case. Oh,
right. Here we go.
Sat here watching you guys. I'm absolutely drunk. Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Can you believe it? I've just been out for a pint. Come home. And the whole house looks like Christmas. Christmas. Can you believe it? It's November. Listen to you boys. I've just come home. And Christmas everywhere. Unbelievable.
We're playing Taboo in the background.
Is that Taboo?
I reckon it's Taboo. I reckon it's you explaining that to me. Yeah.
Christmas everywhere.
It's everywhere.
We're playing Taboo in this episode.
That's unbelievable.
So,
yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
He's had a great night.
Yeah. And then his lyric substitute skin does.
Yep.
There we go.
I've got skin under my skin. I've got skin deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I got skin under my skin.
What is that song?
No idea.
Yeah,
no.
I loved it though.
No, it is a song.
That's an original.
No.
That's going on the album.
I think it's like a Frank Sinatra song or something. Oh my God. I just thought that was a great effort.
Yes, that is a cracking effort, but hopefully we can match that intensity actually. And that's a phrase that we don't say enough anymore.
Mm.
Goody, man.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So, Skin, two categories for you this evening to judge in. And I have got the duck to give to the loser, the person that you judge to be worse across both categories. We don't want to celebrate things that are good. Mm-hmm. Better to focus on the negatives.
Yeah,
so that's why the duck is there. Two categories, one that you were pre-prepared. So myself, Mikus, Goody have all pre-prepared one.
Yep.
And then one that was randomly generated.
Okay.
And we just had to act spontaneously in the moment.
Yeah, right.
First, who do you want it from? Goody?
Yours? Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll go Goody. Yeah. Here you go.
Well-oiled machine.
I took Skin out. It was a Friday night. He walked alone to get the feeling right. We started making out. Then he took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time Skin walked away from me. Nobody likes you with a pierced willy.
Oh, there were some concerning lines in that.
Unbelievable. God,
there's so many things wrong with that.
So many things right.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. I can't decide if.
Yeah, no, I think the good things.
Extreme. I'm putting that on the end of.
Holy heck. Well done, Goody. That's a great start. All right, here's the any context there, Goody? Any reason for choosing it or just
nah? Love Blink 182. Love that song. And if anyone's got any tickets, I'd be more than happy to accept them.
Nice, reason for choosing that song. Well done. Okay, well, my justification. I really wanted to see if there's potential for a lyric substitute skin Christmas edition. So I've gone early with seeing if we can get it into a Christmas carol. So here it is.
Too late before the skin, pa-rump-a-pump skin, a rump-a-pump skin, a rump-a-pump skin.
Keep going.
So to honor skin, pour up a bomb skin. When we come, skin, skin, to the rump a bomb skin, 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 to the rump a bomb skin, 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 gonna rump a bomb skin.
Oh, this guy's so long.
Why did you let that go so long?
Mate, I'm just changing the lyrics.
That's amazing. How long was that?
Oh, maybe 38 seconds.
Yeah, it was fucking 34 too long.
Oh, no, that was awesome.
I think it fits perfectly.
Yeah. That's when you say you're going to come on skin. That was interesting.
That's not the lyrics, is it?
I don't know. It sounded like it. Oh,
jeez. Don't like mine now.
Really? What? No. Is that better than yours?
I thought that was amazing.
Great. Goaty didn't. Hated it with a passion. Oh. All right, Migas, let's hear yours. Any justification or context needed?
Nah. Nope.
Good stuff.
Excellent. Well done. Well contributed.
Cause skin on your firework. Come on, show away your worth. Make skin go, oh, oh, oh. As you shoot across the sky, ah, ah. Cause skin on your firework.
That's better. Ended well. That ended well.
Oh, fuck. That is horrible.
I mean, watch his face through that.
But seriously, like, if that doesn't happen in front of him, the whole competition's a joke.
What, the duck?
The duck.
You think that hurts the duck?
Oh, shit.
I thought for three quarters you were pretty ordinary and then came home real strong.
Yeah.
That was my theory.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I'm rattled. I wouldn't say I've been particularly impressed by anything yet. But
really?
That's a hard taskmaster,
no,
I think.
Yeah, no, that's harsh.
All right. Well, round two was where they were, well, given to us, essentially. They were randomly generated. You could choose from the 2000s, the 2010s, the 2020s, and the 2030s. No one chose 2030s.
2030s just after. Yeah,
for some reason. But you essentially what you're going to hear is us being told what the song was, then us singing it raw. Raw edition, uncut.
Nice.
And then what Dave the Boot that knows jack shit has done to it for the final product. We'll start with same order or reverse the order? Reverse batting order?
Yeah.
Right. Migas, you're first.
You're the boss, buddy.
Here you go.
2000s.
Your song is Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
Nice.
Okay, great. That couldn't be any better. I'll take skin to the candy shop.
Yeah.
That was nice. I like that.
Uh-huh. So seductive.
Oh, that's not.
I'll take skin to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop.
Okay.
Go ahead, skin. Now don't you stop. Keep going until you hit the spot.
Whoa. Yeah. I liked it.
That was the start.
I really wish we finished with that.
Yeah. I liked it.
I did appreciate the start. That was good.
Yeah, start was good. All right. Here's Lee. I'll go 2010 then.
Infinity by James.
I'm actually not sure how I'm getting skin into this. What's it called? Infinity by James Old. Young, sorry.
James Old was his dad, obviously.
James Old. Dad. Yeah.
Whoa, oh, oh. Cause I love you cause your name's skinny. Whoa, oh, oh. I love you cause your name's skinny. I love you cause your name's skinny.
I'll be honest, it doesn't do anything different.
That's enough then.
It just keeps doing that for
Let's
a while.
Let's leave that duck where it is.
That will not be moving after that thing.
All right, Ed Goaty.
2000s.
You've got Owl City Fireflies.
Oh, that's a humdinger of a song. That sucks.
It's crazy.
Sorry, Owl City. Stay awake while skin's asleep. I'd like to make skin old believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake while skin's asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems.
Nice. Very, very nice. I like that.
That is good.
That's well done. Excellent. Holy heck. Boy. All right. Well, a couple of areas of contention. Yeah. A, we need to know who wins the duck. Or loses the duck. Well, no, you don't lose the duck. You win the duck.
Presented the duck.
The duck. You acquire the duck.
Yeah.
And then secondly, I'd like to know some rules for Goaty's first song was essentially a parody. Very funny.
That's true.
Put skin into the song. Put the word skin into the song. Changed a lot of lyrics.
No, I didn't change a lot of lyrics.
How many lyrics?
No.
How many were changed?
skin and then pierced willy.
That's not the only two. Yeah.
That's two more than you're allowed.
But he's also had a pierced willy though, so I think that's fair.
If he's had a pierced willy, yeah, maybe that's a great.
Okay. It's also our greatest moment of the podcast thus far. I think you.
Oh, that. I thought you meant your song. I was like,
No. Righto.
Well, so if I do a parody of a song and change every word.
There's not. It's not a parody.
No, okay. If I do a song for lyrics up to two skin.
Yeah.
Don't do that one.
Yeah. Very
good. And change every word to the song, but it relates to skin. Is that okay?
No.
So it's under three, you're saying? Under five.
Yeah.
Five words change permitted.
Under five.
Well, skin, what are you thinking? Yeah, you're the boss.
Crikey.
We probably should have also got you to judge before you change.
Judge first and then go to this.
What?
Let's clear this up first.
This is your segment. You got to remember that. We're doing this for you and no one else.
We're trying to impress you, so you need to tell us the rules.
Yeah.
So we can operate within them or outside them.
I like a little bit of flexibility to change some lyrics.
Okay. I just wish we knew that before.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair criticism.
Are you saying plus or minus three?
Yep.
You're saying plus and minus three.
I'm happy to extend to five.
Five.
All right.
Five changed lyrics. I'm happy
for future reference.
Honestly, I probably won't, but it's good to know.
But they still, they got to like fit within the song though. That's the thing. Like they have to rhyme. Or
like 23
rhymes. 23 rhymes with peace.
It was good.
I wouldn't say that's a rule. I'm just saying if you don't do that, it'll sound shit.
Yeah.
So that's more advice for you, Mick.
Maybe from like a judging point of view, if you change it and it sounds shit, like really heavily mark them.
Yes.
It's getting a confusing segment, I'll be honest. Yeah, anyway, Skin.
Okay. Who's getting the duck?
Who's presented? Who's
who had
Mikus
and Lee's getting the duck?
Are you hitting me right now?
I think the duck does have to go to Mikus.
You're kidding.
Mate, that firework thing was pretty ordinary.
The firework thing, not enough creativity in the lyric changing.
No,
and horrendous vocals.
Yeah, I guess I didn't change enough words.
Yeah. You also said so seductive, which made everyone uncomfortable. Yeah.
And then you said something about
my fault.
And then your second one, while the intro was strong, you went on to say something about me licking your lollipop, which just I wasn't comfortable with. I'm sorry.
Not again, anyway.
Why are you looking like that?
I'm shocked.
Are you?
That he didn't like that. Yes.
Yeah. I just thought.
You thought that's right up my alley. Okay.
Sorry. Oh, don't say that. All right, we finished with the game, and the game this week is Taboo.
You know that I need a guess from you,
cause every word I say is a clue.
The word could be eggplant, snow, or cute. Baby, we're playing the game Taboo.
Nice one, it's just when we joined together there at the end, I reckon.
I liked it.
Great harmonies.
That was harmonies, nuts. No, it doesn't really work.
Harmonies.
Maybe it kind of does work. Maybe. This stretch. all right. We're playing Taboo, and that is the word guessing game. We play in teams, myself and Skin versus Goaty and Mikus. Essentially, as an example, you are trying to get your partner to guess a word without saying five words that are taboo. So, for example, here's coast. I couldn't say ocean, guard, land, water, or seashore. You've got 30 seconds to get through as many cards as possible, and the winners are the ones that get more. Right.
Yes.
How's that?
I like it.
Great.
Happy?
Yeah.
All right, Goaty, I believe you're kicking us off. The colour is red, not your hair. Colour on the card.
Yeah.
Actually, also,
And my hair as well.
Charlie, can you give an example of what they'll hear if Goaty does sad taboo word? Nice. You will hear that sound. All right, Goaty. I've got the timer ready for you.
You tell me when to go.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, engage.
Okay. You use this to check the Celsius and Fahrenheit.
A temperature thermometer.
Okay. Not the Air Force.
Navy, military.
Other one.
Navy, military. The other one that's Army.
Oh, nice. Okay. At the, you get really warm in here.
Sauna.
Oh, where?
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Ooh.
That's going to be hard to beat.
What'd you get? Three.
Okay. 3 and 30 seconds.
That might be Mikus' best performance.
That's a great performance.
Just another day.
Mikus is a good describer though as well.
Yeah, that's true. I am looking forward to that.
Okay, say words.
Essentially. We'll be on three. So you guys are going to get three to beat total.
Yeah.
Four and you're guaranteed a win.
Skin, do you go first or I'll go here first? Here. Oh, we work around the table usually, don't we?
Okay.
All right. Ready when you are then. And I'll just get
suddenly I'm nervous.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'll get the timer ready for you.
Yeah.
And 3, 2, 1, engage.
AFL player, last name Goods.
Adam.
Oh my goodness gracious. I have a jolly Christmas.
Very jolly, merry. I have a...
Nope.
Have a... What?
I have a
very jolly Christmas.
No, yeah, fill in the blank.
Can we pass that?
Yeah, I guess so.
This game's fucking over.
Oh yeah.
Well, that hurts.
I reckon one we're home.
I reckon, what? I don't even reckon.
Would you have known that jolly one? What was that?
No, it was like jolly. Yeah, I don't actually know the word.
I have a holy jolly Christmas.
A holy jolly.
No one knows Christmas carols, mate. Getting that.
He stung a Christmas carol 45 minutes ago.
And we had a person come on with the name Carol as well. Actually, you should have known better.
I should have. Unless you had said, who's Valance's first name? Mm. Then I would have got it.
I would not have gotten that.
You don't know who Holly Valance is.
No?
She was in Taken.
Mm. Come on, Skin.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. Bit of trivia for you.
You know, we could nearly pass. I reckon we should declare.
Should we just pass?
We just declare.
Get the episode done sooner. Yeah.
3, 2,
come on, Mikas.
1, go.
All right. So, yep.
That's a pass. Yep. 1 point to us.
All right. Declaring. When I have a beverage in, what's to hold a hot beverage?
Coffee cup.
No.
Mug.
Yes.
Oops, watch sorry, the dark.
She sings the song The Shallows. Does she sing that? I'm in the deep end, clutches out my skin.
Oh, that's time. Well done, two. Okay. Skin, we're strophy here.
Okay.
We're home, baby.
What is the rule around the passing? So what's the update?
All I know is I passed frown.
Passes. Turn that frown upside down, Migas. Passing.
I said that.
Passing. Yeah. I think we decided you're allowed to pass one, but you can't just do like you can't just pass in a million times.
Right. So the score is 5-1.
Good luck. I believe so.
You can declare if you want.
Yeah.
We'll declare.
We've won by innings here.
All right, nah, we'll be all right. Okay, here you go.
You'd like to get 3.
3, 2, 1. Here's the timer. Okay.
Good.
Girl, something girl TV show.
Gone.
I know.
Another one. The older.
Mean.
It's Blake Lively's in it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, crikey.
XOXO.
Gossip.
Sound of if music. I was to get 0 runs. Duff. Oh, no, that hurts.
Oh, yeah. That does hurt.
Should be a point to us.
If gone off like a...
Frog in a sock.
No, that word was volcano. That's going to be pretty tough to get.
I'm just backing myself.
Oh, jeez. Well, we got one.
Well,
so that's 2.
Yeah, so that's
2 in total. What, are we taking the duck back? Well, you guys have just got the chalks for this week in the game, I think. You keep the duck.
Thank you.
For your
we were great.
Substitution.
Really good.
We were great. That was a solid performance.
We've actually got a taboo YouTube video going out where you're not that great, Mikas.
Honestly, it couldn't be any worse.
Yeah. So you've done well, Gody. Brought out the best in him.
He was fantastic, mate. Hey, all credit to him.
Yeah. Played his role beautifully.
He did.
The role being to guess and describe. He did both quite well.
I think the describing wasn't great.
Well, it was better than us, so well done.
Mm. Neither of us played any role.
All right, Skin, you're doing tweet or X this week.
Oh, yeah, sure, I can do that. Lethal actually sent it to me.
But oh, wow.
I'll take it from here.
Yeah. Did I really?
Yeah. Tweet comes from...
I just don't stop working. No,
flat head.
Fucking slowly. Fucking 3 hours.
Tweet comes from Jay. Yesterday, someone pointed out that screaming fuck during sex is the same as screaming parkour while you parkour. And I haven't been the same since.
All I think of was Michael Scott in The Office.
Yeah.
So good. The Office. Oh, you probably haven't watched that.
No, I haven't.
Is that the one with Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Is that the one where
are you serious? Oh, right. No, because there's two different ones.
Yeah. There's a UK, there's a US.
I'll send you the clip.
Greatest scene ever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Is that the one where they're out working on that construction site?
No, they're in an office.
Oh, right.
Oh, Mitchell.
Have you watched The Inbetweeners?
I've actually been seeing a lot of Jay Buckley from The Inbetweeners on my For You page.
Yeah, he's doing it.
He's not doing The Inbetweeners.
He's doing social media.
Yeah, that's right. Rightio, that's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. We'd love to hear from you, and you can get in touch, firstly, probably at our socials, at We Got the Chocolates. Wherever you're on social media, you will find us there. Sometimes it's easier to find us than other places. Snapchat, a bit more of a treasure hunt.
I keep fucking forgetting we had Snapchat. I thought we were 14.
We are there.
We're there. Yeah.
Check us out. You can also get in touch with us at the website. You can leave a voice message down the chalk line if you'd like to potentially hear yourself on a future episode.
We'd like to hear you.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'd love it.
Yeah. That's maybe good. While you're sober, but up to you, I guess.
Things around about so much,
yeah. Each their own. But no, if your preference is to not be heard, you can also write into us below.
Yeah, and keep the YouTube comments coming as well and the ratings and reviews. But with the YouTube comments, give us some ideas what to do for episode 200 in the next few months.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
whatever gets the most upvotes, we'll do. Yeah.
All right. Smells like Updog in here.
What's up, dog?
Oh. No, not much, but that's up to you.
Remember that if you're out having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps.
Love you.
I think that's it. We probably need to start loading this stuff. Cody, can you grab that SSD? SSD's nuts.
Oh, that's great.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.